Well, welcome to Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. Greg Richard, joined today by Judy Sharp. Thanks for coming in again, Judy.
And Greg, it's great to have you back.
Oh, hi.
Hope you had a nice little break for your birthday.
It was a nice little break, yeah.
And when you're at 35, you know, it's good to have a good break.
Thank you very much for that. Judy Sharp, what have you got for us today?
Well, a few topics to talk about, you know, Sasanqua camellias, roses, citrus, indoor plants. You know, it's that time of year. It's autumn.
We are in autumn,
well and truly, and lawns need some work doing to them. So a few topics there to deal with today.
Excellent. And we've got Therese, who's got peace lilies, and they don't seem to be flowering at the moment.
Oh, hi, Therese. That's a problem because they flower easy.
Oh, no, mine haven't. I gave them a feed of Thrive Indoor Plants and Ferns. It's a liquid plant food dripper.
Yeah.
I gave them two feeds of that. Well, the leaves have come on leaps and bounds, but no flowers.
Okay. Look, mine do that, but I find if I'm not keeping the water up to them pretty regularly, they like water to flower. So if your leaves get a little bit droopy, you know, you might need to give them a little bit more water. But, Therese, I could suggest you get Flourish for flowering. Flourish for indoor plants flowering.
Flourish, indoor plant flowering.
Yeah, okay. And that will be the right pH. You could use sulphate of potash in a little dose, but, you know, I'd rather see you get the proper fertiliser.
Yeah, I'd rather do that too.
Yeah, because they're magic plants, aren't they?
Those... Oh, they're beautiful when they're in flower. I mean, they were both in flower when I was given them, one October 24 and one December 23. So they've hardly flowered in 18 months or more.
Oh, right, OK. So are they getting a bit of light?
Well, that's it. I've been putting them out on the back patio during the summer. It's got a roof over it to give them more light because I've got them in two separate rooms and I sort of try to have the blinds open a bit to get the light in, but I don't want the heat coming in either, so...
And Therese, but they are great for flowering in low light areas.
Yeah, right, okay.
Okay, so let's change that fertiliser.
Yes,
and see
I
if
will.
That makes a difference and give us a buzz back in a couple of weeks and let us know what happened. But they Alrighty. Might be going a bit dormant now with the colder weather coming on.
Right, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Maybe next summer I'll be a lot happier. I'll be happy.
Oh, hope before that, Therese.
Yes, yes. Okay, thank you very much then, Judy.
You're quite welcome. And, yeah, so you've got a Flourish for indoor plants.
Indoor plants.
For flowering.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Therese, for the call.
Thank you, Judy. Okay.
Bye.
We've got Des now from Raymond Terrace, and he's got leaf curl on his mandarin tree.
Oh, that's a shame, Des. That's a shame, isn't it?
It is. Now, I don't know what I've done wrong or what I haven't done right or what. I was just wondering what... How do you stop it?
Oh, look, you can probably spray it. You know, that is probably the answer to just to spray it, I'd say. You know, you might have to just be fairly choosy what you use. You know, at the moment there aren't many things out there that we can use for different things, but look, see if you can get some Confidor.
Yeah, Confidor, right.
Confidor, and that should do the trick. You can also use neem oil, but
right.
That's a little bit of an expensive exercise. It's a very tiny little bottle. It does do the job, but look, I always use Confidor.
Right, oh, well, that's all. I'll try Confidor.
Yeah.
Because you can get that at any shop.
Oh, yes, I think you can, Des, at the moment. you know, they're cutting things out all the time now of chemical values, so... We've just got to rely on what we can get, unfortunately, but that Confidor will definitely do the trick for you, dear.
Righto then, Judy.
Okay.
Thank you very much for that.
You're quite welcome, Des. Enjoy the mandarins.
Yeah, well, there's none on there yet.
Well, we'll clean up that leaf curl. Oh, look, I was going
to talk... He's only about 18 months old.
Oh, okay, it's only a baby.
Yeah.
And so, is it in the ground?
Oh, yeah, it's in the ground.
And have you fertilised it at all?
Yes.
Right. What did you give it there, Des?
My wife gave it... Oh, it's an all-purpose fertiliser.
Right, okay.
Well, I don't know what it was. I couldn't tell you, to the truth.
That's all right, Des. How long ago did you use that?
Probably a month ago.
Okay, look, I've got a little small lime that I'm waiting to fruit. Not that I have gin and tonics, but other members of the family do. So Des, what I've been using is Sudden Impact for roses.
Right, yeah, I've got that.
Put it on that little mandarin. It will go gangbusters when it has it.
Right, yeah, well, I'll go and put some around now because it's starting to rain.
Yeah, good idea. But yeah. You know why you use the Sudden Impact for roses, Des?
No.
Well, it's alkaline, and that's what citrus like, something alkaline.
Oh, right.
So I, you know, just use it for both, the citrus and the roses.
Right. Yeah, because I've got Sudden Impact here.
Okay, go for it and give us a ring and let us know when you get some fruit on.
Oh, wait, it's not Sudden Impact. I'm just having a quick look. I'll tell you what it's called. It's Power Feed Rose Food and Soil Improver.
Oh, no, we've got to get Sudden Impact because I know that won't burn them.
Right, so Sudden Impact.
For roses.
Roses, right, I'll
okay.
get...
Okay, thank you, Des, for the call. Good luck with it.
All right, thank you very much, Judy.
You're welcome.
All right, yeah, and love.
Bye.
So we've got Jane from North Brankston, and Jane's got a bit of an issue with a lily pilly at the moment.
Hello, Jane, what can I help you with?
Hi, Judy. Yeah, we have a miniature lily pilly hedge around our swimming pool, and I have had snails there, but they are covered in blowflies.
Blowflies?
Blowflies.
Right, okay.
It's all black and dead underneath the plant.
Okay, that sounds like sooty mold, Jane.
Okay.
Have you got scale on it as well?
Yeah, well, it's like black. It looks like it's all dead, but yeah, it's got black on it on the stem.
Yeah, look, you've got a real problem, but I don't know that it's the blowflies, to be honest. Okay, so what you need to do is spray it with white oil and malathon.
Yeah.
And then the next week, spray it with copper oxychloride.
Okay.
And,
copper oxychloride.
Yeah, copper oxychloride. Now, you've probably got ants going up and down there to eat the scale. And that may
be. Okay,
I'll have to have a look. If that's the case, just get an old bit of rag or cloth or something and tie it with kerosene around the base of the plants, not too tight, and that stops the ants going up and down. So just check first and see if you've got ants going up and down before you do that, because you've got quite a few things to do there. You don't want to lose a whole hedge, that's for sure.
I thought it might have been the blowflies.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. It'd be nice to get rid of those fellas, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I know. It's like I didn't know whether the snails, because we have had some snails. I Googled that the blowflies are attracted to snails.
Oh, it could be, I suppose. But, you know, you're at North Brankston, and we have had a very hot summer. Now, that is when the scale attacks, and so does that sooty mould.
Okay.
Yeah, so that could be part of the problem. So time to go out and buy those products and give them a bit of a spray. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you for the call,
dear.
Bye.
Bye.
We've got Angus now from Nord's Wharf, and he's got brown spots on his passion fruit.
Hello, Angus. Actually on the fruit.
No, Judy. Oh. They're red Panamanians and Kellys, and they're on the leaf. They're only young, but they're about 14 feet long, and I've got trained up some camellias and then onto the top of a boat shed, but it's like a trellis system, right?
Right.
Lots of room underneath, 10 feet underneath of air, and it's the tops that's the worst, and the further you go up the vine, these brown spots, and they get bigger on the leaves, and then it looks like something's eating it, or something is eating it, I think.
Right, okay. Could it be a form of scale?
Well, I don't know. I was told that it could be gum leaf scelatorius or mad hatter moth.
Right, okay, that sounds very technical, doesn't it, Angus?
Well, that's the local hardware out at Blacksmith's. They're very good there.
Oh, right, I know. And, boy, I'm glad they're still independent out there. I go past and I pat them on the back. So, well, maybe if you've taken the leaves in there for them to see, is that
I
what
have.
You did? Right. Okay, so what did they suggest you do?
Oh, they gave me this 3-in-1 sort of thing for a spray.
Right.
And so I'm sprayed it with that, and I'm just waiting and seeing now. And they said, don't give it any. Well, I looked it up and said, not more than once a fortnight, you know. Got to be careful with the rain, though, obviously, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Look, Angus, I think I'd follow that instruction and just keep your fingers crossed. But, you know, I mean, if I saw the leaves, you know, I could probably give you an opinion too.
Well,
but
they start off very, very small, the brown
spots,
and then they get bigger.
Yeah.
And then towards the top, it's clearly eaten by something.
Right, so, okay, yeah.
Anyway, but back to the neem oil. If you go to Beaumont Street, Indian Supplies, it's like food suppliers, you can buy 200ml bottles there. I can't quite remember, but about $10, pure neem oil.
Oh, right, okay. Thank you very much for that, Angus. You know, I'm sometimes a bit reluctant to recommend, you know, because people might travel quite a distance and find they haven't got it or whatever, but thank you very much for the call and good luck with those brown spots.
Well, we've got Dennis now from Spears Points and he's got an issue with some weeds.
Hello, Dennis. What can I help you? What kind of weeds have you got?
I got the wandering Jew.
Oh, no, no, no. Right, okay. Okay, so is it in a garden bed with other things growing?
Yeah, it's in a garden bed. I got lettuce and capsicums in there.
Oh, well, you know what you're going to have to do. Just pull it out by hand, and then before you plant your next crop, if it's still there, you might have to spray with a bit of Zero or Roundup.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can't do that while you've got your veggies in there, do you?
I've tried Roundup and that before. Someone's told me warm water and vinegar.
Right, okay, yeah. Well, that's worth a try, but, you know, I find wandering Jews a very difficult weed to get rid of.
Yes, it's very hard.
It is, dear. Well, hand pulling out, and then when your crop's finished, then just try with Zero and leave it for a couple of weeks before you replant.
Okay.
Okay, good luck with that, Dennis.
Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome, dear.
It's a good show, Lom.
Oh, thank you, Dennis. You're a lovely man, and I hope that does the job for you, dear.
Thank you.
Bye.
So we've got Andrew from Singleton. And he's got some issues with dragon fruits.
Oh, Andrew, how are you growing dragon fruit up there in Singleton?
Hello, I'm not sure. I've got a. It's growing fine, and it has beautiful flowers. The fruit starts to grow, and then they go yellow.
And they go yellow, right? Okay.
Yep.
So, have you got them in plenty of sun?
Yeah, they got pretty well full sun. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And are you keeping the water up to it?
Yep.
So, Andrew, when they're yellow, have you cut them open? You haven't got a fruit fly or something in them, have you?
No, it's just after the initial flower, like the white flower, the sort of the start of the fruit, that's as far as it gets. The vine's probably, you're probably 8 or 10 foot high now.
Right, okay. Yeah, so it's just, the fruit. So are you fertilising it at all to encourage, you know, all the elements?
I've only put Dynamic Lift on it, Rooster Booster, I think it's called.
Oh, right, okay. Look, could we try something else for a while?
Yep.
Are you able to access cow manure? You haven't got cows in your property up there, have you?
I have got a few cows, yes.
Oh, well, why don't you put a bit of cow manure around?
Yeah, rightio, I might try that, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, make sure it's not fresh, of course.
Yep.
You know, yep. And just break it up and, you know, give it a bit of a dig around and don't put it right up against the trunk. But, you see, yep. I'm thinking you've hit the wrong pH with the dragon fruit.
Yeah, rightio.
See, that's alkaline, the dynamic lifter, and your cows are pooing acidic.
Yeah, rightio.
So no let's worries. Try that. Give it a just change it over and see if that makes a difference. But otherwise, Andrew, look, I'll do a little bit of research and double check on that, but I'm pretty sure they wouldn't like the dynamic lifter.
No worries at all. Thanks for your help.
Okay, give it a go. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
We've got Steve from Mount Hutton, and he might have a solution for a weed for us.
Oh, he's a good man, isn't he?
G'day.
How are you, Steve? You got a solution good. For Wandering Jew, have you?
Yes, I had that problem a long time ago, and I just went 50-50 metho and terps, and I haven't seen it since.
Right, okay. Now, my problem is with this, Steve, is that gentleman has vegetable all around it.
Well, so, don't spray them.
No. So, look, I hope he's still listening, but what he could do when his vegetables are finished,
yes.
He could mix it up then 50-50 metho and terps, was it?
Yes.
Right, okay. And that saves, you know, spraying the zero and having to worry about the chemical being in the soil.
Yeah, it dissipates.
Right, okay.
And so does the Wandering Jew.
Well, that's good. Yeah, no, that's what the gentleman wants. So after his vegetables are finished, well, if he's listening, I hope he still is, 50-50 metho and terps.
And it never comes back.
And it, oh, Steve, you are a brilliant man. That's what we want to know. Thank you for the call, Steve.
It wandered off somewhere else.
Thank goodness. Okay.
We've got Christine now from Warners Bay, and she's got issues with her clivias.
How are you, Christine?
I'm good, Judy. How are you going?
Very well, thank you.
Well, I now have two questions to ask you. My sister's just pulled up and she's sort of added one too. My first one is the same thing's happening with clivias. The moths are in again, and then after this happened last year, then after the moths came great big long grubs which ate all the clivias away, and now the moths are in once again this year.
Right, okay. Well, we've got to spray the moths, but I had those dreadful grubs and I absolutely hate them. But, you know, I sprayed them just with pyrethrin and they hated it. And I saved my clivias last year, mine were the yellow ones, and I was desperate. But certainly the pyrethrin spray, I think it was just a Yates automatic one, I just drenched them because they gave me the creeps and the crawlies. They were so awful. But the problem is those moths are laying them. So if you can just get an instant spray of the pyrethrum, hopefully that might deter the moths.
Okay, that's my first question.
Yep.
My second question is, I have a passion fruit vine, which we thought was the real yellow passion fruit. We got given some when we went north to Queensland. We grew some lovely green passion fruits. I gave my sister some of the vines. She's grown some lovely green passion fruits too, but nothing ripened.
Oh, okay, rightio.
And we're not sure what we're doing wrong. We had lots of passion fruits, but nothing ripened. And then I think the possum has got in to eat what exactly was left on the vine anyhow.
So was that in the full sun, Christine?
In the full sun, no, yes. For my sisters, yes.
Oh, right, okay. So this one's for your sister. They would like the full sun and they would like some cow manure.
Okay, yes.
And the other thing is Scott's favourite is sulphate of potash.
Okay, yeah, we've got some of that as well.
Oh, well, go for it. You've got everything you need, so good luck with your sister and make sure she gives you some.
I'm going to ask you a question. Hold on.
Can I just answer a question? Sorry. Just about...
Oh, I think they've gone.
Hello.
Sorry, it's green, a green passion fruit. Can you turn it back on just in case? Sorry.
Oh, they've gone.
They've gone. They've given up.
A bit of phone confusion.
But I think we answered both questions for us, so that's good.
We've got Greg, a.k.a. Mango Mur from Runford, and he's got some issues with his mango tree once again.
Hello, Greg.
Hello, Judy.
Tell Tell me, have we been successful? Has it survived?
Well, I will give you an update. Okay, the trunk comes up and splits into three parts.
Right. Branches. Yep.
Okay. Two of those branches, the leaves are dying, or just they're dead now, but it still seems green. But the other one, the third trunk, has got green leaves on it. They're weeping a bit, but nothing serious. They've just got green leaves on it. I thought, that's unusual.
But, Greg, it's alive.
It's alive. It hasn't gone to Mango Tree Heaven yet.
Hasn't gone to Mango Tree Heaven. Well, that's wonderful. Look, I think we're going to have this survival. I'm sure we are. So let's just keep the water up to it and keep washing that blinking fertiliser away that's down on the roots. And I think you're going to find it'll survive, but obviously a mango likes the heat. So we're probably on the wrong end of the spectrum now. But but that doesn't matter because I'm sure, you know, are you going out saying nice things to it every day?
Oh, look, I'm saying, yeah, no, I haven't made no funeral arrangements for you yet, but you've just got to keep on going.
Good on you, Greg. Look, I think we've won on this one.
Good-o. I'll keep you informed, Judy.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. I really appreciate you keeping us informed because, you know, that was a very heavy dose of fertiliser you gave that lovely mango tree.
I did, but it's all shoveled away now and we're back to the normal dirt.
Okay, good on you, Greg. Thank you for the call today.
Thank you, Judy. Bye.
Okay, bye.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. If you've got a question, 4921 6216. And Judy, we've had a heap of calls today.
We have had
a lot
of calls.
Haven't had time to get through any of your topics.
No. Have we got a little bit time?
Oh, yeah, we've got a bit of time, yeah. So okay, you mentioned Sasanqua camellias at the start.
Oh, Sasanqua camellias. I mean, I'm just stunned that they're all out in flower at my place anyway, so I'm presuming everyone's in the same situation. Mm. But, look, honestly, what they probably need now is a little bit of help with sulphate of potash.
Okay, just to get them...
Yeah, because I've noticed some of mine are flowering better than the others because ideally you always give the Sasanquas a dose of cow manure well before flowering time, so we won't do that now, but sulphate of potash will definitely keep them flowering.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Now we're into the month of autumn.
We are.
And so what are we looking at planting-wise for autumn?
Okay, planting-wise.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to talk about today, Greg, was that... You know, when you plant out now, you should do some groundwork before you do anything. So, look, what we're going to do is look at autumn planting ideal for new trees. Why is that, Greg? New trees and shrubs.
It's a good question, Judy.
Well, because it's change of season.
Right, yeah, okay.
I thought you would...
I think it's a week off. I've gotten slack.
Anyway, look, so it's ideal now for new trees and shrubs because it's not too hot. So what you've got to do is dig over good soil mix and relevant to what plant you're going to plant, whether you use cow manure or poultry manure.
Mm.
But, of course, if you're using natives, do not use any of those manures.
Okay.
So what you need to do now is ascertain what you're going to plant, whether it's going to be natives, whether they're going to be acidic-loving or whether they're going to be alkaline-loving.
So if it's native, why aren't we using manure?
Oh, because it'll burn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The manure will burn.
Well, are we using anything else instead or?
No, not really. No, just, you know, you can use a little bit of native potting mix is better.
Yep.
But no, leave well enough alone with the natives.
Rightio.
Yep.
Judy Sharp, is there anything you want to mention before we call it a day?
Oh, yeah, we could go on and on and on if you'd like me to. Now, citrus, I think I mentioned to a listener, need to be fertilised now. If they're grown in containers, fertilise with sudden impact or bounce back.
Right.
Okay.
So why are we doing...
Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Because, you know, they like fruiting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
And
well,
also,
of course they
do. And also, it's change of season. So if we just give them some potash, I lost the track then, sudden impact, particularly if they're in containers, sudden impact for roses.
All right, yeah, sudden impact for roses as well.
Yes, of course. You give it to your roses now as well.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, would you like also for me to go on, or are you kicking me off?
No, we could get. I can do a little bit on lawns.
Okay, now, what about roses though?
Okay, yeah, we've got to know.
Yeah, roses now need a little bit of handful of dolomite after the rain. We've had plenty of rain.
Righty-o. We've just got a quick last call of Kathy from Madawi.
Right, okay.
And she's got some issues with succulents.
Kathy, quickly, what can we help you with, dear?
I was given a whole heap of succulent to my friend. And my grandson called in yesterday. He said, man, you've got to get rid of that. It's called a mother of thousands. And he said they will take over your garden very hard and they're really not good to have in the yard. What do you think of that?
Oh, Kathy, are you talking about mother-in-law's tongues? Is he talking?
Well, he looked it up and it's got mother of thousands. There's also one called mother of millions. And I thought, oh, God, this is attractive. It's got lovely leaves, but it's got all these little scalloped edges. But every scallop is a seed.
Right,
and
okay,
and
yes.
And they drop off and they propagate themselves and become a real pest.
Yeah, no, he's right. Yep.
Yep.
Yep, no, he's right. So we can answer that very simply. Yes, definitely get rid of that one.
I just put it in a plastic bag and toss it.
Okay, good idea, Kathy.
So it doesn't go anywhere else, okay?
That's wise.
Because it looks really lovely, you know.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
It's a lovely looking plant.
But a lot of them, where they have the little seed on the leaves, you know, they can be a problem, dear.
Yeah, okay, love. No, I just thought I'd check with you before I do anything. But
okay.
Yeah, no, he's really interested in plants and propagating. He's really good.
Oh, well, that's handy to have, yeah. Thank you for the call, Kathy.
I just thought I'd check with the maestro, that's all.
Oh, thank you, Kathy. I appreciate that.
No, I love you, Judy. Love listening to you. It's great.
Oh, thanks very much. And what about Greg?
Oh, yeah, he's pretty good too, actually.
Well, you know, after all these years of working with him, you know, he's picking up some hints.
There seems to be a lovely rapport between you two. It's really good to listen to you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, well, you don't hear us off air, of course.
I think I'm bullied most of the time, but...
No, you bounce off each other. It's really nice to listen to. I love it. Thank you. Thank you for your show. I love it.
Okay, thank you for the call, Kathy. Bye.
Cheers. Thanks very much, Kathy.
Well, right,
Judy Sharp, we are out of time for another week, and I guess we'll be back again next Monday.
Next Monday, yeah. I had to stop and think then, sorry.
That's what I was trying to think of, it was a holiday or not, but I think we're fine.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.